The mayor of Orland Park said enough's enough. He is opening up his town at the end of the month, regardless of what the governor says. Mayor Keith Peacock is on the phone with us. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you?
Tell me how you decided to open Orland Park at the end of the month.
So I should correct that statement that's been made by some of the different news reporters. I haven't said that I'm opening up regardless. What I've suggested to the governor is that we should be allowed to open sooner, and we're still trying to have that conversation with the governor because, you know, frankly, it's going to work a lot better if we work together as opposed to working apart.
Of course. I talked to the mayor of Peoria. Mayor Artis said Peoria is ready. I've talked to the mayor of Naperville, Steve Cherico. He said Naperville is ready. I've talked to the mayor of Rockford, and Tom McNamara said, hold on a second, Winnebago is not ready. We're like Chicago. We're still on the upturn with cases here. Where are you guys with the COVID-19 cases?
Well, I think we are ready. I think according to the governor's metrics, we are ready. And we put together a plan on April 24th that we sent to the governor well before his plan came out with our plan for reopening, because at that time we thought we may be opening April 30th, and we knew that we needed to have a plan. So we put a plan together, talking to our businesses, talking to local health experts, the guidance from the CDC and all the other guidance out there, other states, other countries. And we put together a pretty robust plan that actually matches the governor's plan about 90%. There's just a few significant differences that I think are important.
Well, tell me about the plan. Are we talking bars, restaurants, the Orland Square Mall? What are we talking here? Everything?
So our phase one is essentially equivalent to the governor's phase three, with the exception of we opened restaurants in phase one, and that's an area of contention with the governor. We think that restaurants need to open and they need to open, you know, now. Our small mom-and-pop restaurants aren't going to last till July, as his plan calls for. We also call for the phases to be 14 days apart, which is what the CDC recommends and what every other state is doing, not the 28 days that he's recommending.
Right. I mean, if you're the governor, you have to err on the conservative side. But what have you been hearing from your restaurant owners? Because here in Chicago, they are ready to open. If some don't open, they will close forever.
Well, many of ours will close forever as well. The governor is erring on one side of the equation. And when we talked to the CDC at the very beginning of this in March, you know, there's two things they look at. One was trying to make sure that the healthcare system was not overwhelmed, and two, balance that with the economy. Well, this whole goal of flattening the curve was to make sure our hospital system wasn't overwhelmed. And we've accomplished that. So now we have to look at opening our economy, because frankly, we can't take care of our COVID patients going forward if we don't have an economy. And we have hospitals already that are furloughing people. So we've achieved the goals. We shouldn't change. We shouldn't move the goalposts. We should continue with the goals that we had.
Right.
And now to reopen so that we can actually have an economy that can fund helping to take care of COVID patients, which are still going to exist. Here in Orland, we have 20,000 plus people a day going to our essential businesses, Lowe's, Home Depot, Costco, all the grocery stores. And we've had one case in 7 weeks tied to that. That suggests to me that we can open some of these other smaller stores. And as you pointed out, mom and pop stores can't survive, but it's not just them. Chain stores can't survive either.
Right.
Their employees can't survive without jobs. And this unemployment won't last forever. So we need to get the economy back moving.
We're talking to the mayor of Orland Park, Keith Peacock. Have you seen any backlash by saying that you're ready to open right away?
I haven't seen any backlash. I get a lot of support from our business leaders and business owners to open. You know, I have seen some of the governor's comments, but again, you know, his comments are, I'm sure, pieced together. So I don't know exactly what he's saying. And we haven't had any communication with the governor. I was on a phone call today at 9 o'clock this morning. It's the first phone call I've had with the legislator, one of my legislators, since this began. You know, frankly, you know, the governor is doing his best as the executive, and I disagree with a lot of his decisions. But the fact of the matter is, the legislative body is the check and balance on the governor, and they haven't been doing their job. They're our representatives. They're the people that should be representing all of our towns and giving the governor our positions, and they've been non-existent. And the governor hasn't been engaging with the mayors either, so he's not getting the information of the people that are closest to their residents.
So what is the next step with the governor, Mr. Mayor?
So we've sent, or I've sent multiple letters, April 10th sent by myself with several mayor signatures on it. April 17th, as a follow-up, and then April 24th, we sent our plan to him as well. We sent another letter earlier this week that laid out the resolution that we passed Monday night. The first feedback that we received from him during all of that was Wednesday night. We did get an email back. And then there's a letter going to him again today signed by about seven or eight mayors as well. So we're trying to engage him in the conversation, right, and get him to engage with us, because we actually think that he doesn't – a blanket one-size-fits-all policy is not going to work.
Right.
Just in Overland Park alone, we have 3,000 different businesses.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that he can come up with a plan that addresses all 3,000 of the businesses, neither can we. But what we can do is listen to the local community, because we're close to the community. We know what's happening. We're paying attention to the cases in our communities. And the call I was on earlier with many mayors, we all agreed we'd like to have the autonomy to make these decisions.
And which mayors are you closest to in the state? Who do you talk to on a regular basis?
The mayors that surround me, we okay, talk regularly.
Right, because that affects you. I love it. I appreciate your time. I want to continue this conversation. We're going to have you back on the show, okay?
That would be great.
And,
anytime.
And just to let people know, this is how it comes together in Chicago. I saw you on the 10 o'clock news last night, which I was watching at 11 o'clock, and I sent you an email, and you responded at 12:15. So you're nonstop. You are continually working for the city of Orland Park.
I have been working nonstop through this. There's nothing more important than the people of Orland Park, the safety of the people of Orland Park, and part of that safety is also keeping our business community thriving, because frankly, they pay for, you know, it's that community that supports the Little League teams, that supports the services that we have, that makes our town what it is.
Right.
And without those, and without that employment, you know, the town starts to dry up. So we need all of that to be a thriving community. And I strongly believe that we're smart enough to be able to keep people safe and open safely in a measured way. And that's what we're going to do.
Keith Peacock, the mayor of Orland Park. Mr. Mayor, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You do the same.